Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Legacy, Tommy.
Yeah.
Something that matters. Handed down to you.
Yeah.
So that person is remembered.
Nice.
And most of these, they're legit valuable items given by a family member. They want you to enjoy them. And it sounds like an amazing scenario.
Yeah.
But there can be a problem.
What's the problem?
Those items, even the ones you really want, although free at first,
yeah,
can start to cost.
What's the cost?
Well, it's something that slapped a guy right across the face.
Oh.
Who is now in a situation that he did not agree to.
And now he's on the hook.
He thinks he is.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. So I have a friend who is in a situation. You know, your Buffalo Bills.
He's got you for a friend.
Oh, my God. All morning, folks.
Zinger.
The Bills play tomorrow night, 7:30, live right here on 96.5 WCMF. And Western New York is swept up in Bills fever.
Oh, sure.
As my buddy is. He's a diehard Bills fan. And like a lot of Bills fans, that fandom was handed down from his dad.
Yeah.
His dad has had season tickets for like 40-something years.
Yeah.
And he went to the games as a kid. He still goes to a lot of games with his dad's on with his dad on his dad's seat.
Yeah.
Right? And his old man is now getting up there in age. He's in his like early 70s.
Okay.
And he wanted to make sure that his son got to continue this tradition with his kids after he's gone.
Nice.
So last week, my buddy's dad called him to come over to his house. Says, I have a surprise for you. So he goes over and he finds out his dad got two season tickets in the new stadium.
Jesus, that's a big bank.
And those tickets are going to be my buddy's when his dad dies.
Okay.
Or when his dad can't physically go to the games anymore. So dad prepaid for the personal seat license.
That's thousands of dollars.
No, it was $6,000.
That's what I said, $6,000.
Per seat.
Right.
That's $12,000, like I just said.
So dad plunked down $12,000 per seat. So my buddy was gifted $12,000.
No kidding.
But the tickets per year cost around $2,000 a seat. His dad said, my gift to you, to continue this tradition, I will cover the first year. But after the second, starting in the second year, he expects his son to pay for one seat and then eventually take over paying for both seats.
So but it is a hell of a deal. It's all yours. Yeah.
I mean, you're getting in the door for free. You know, that the licensing is a one and done, right?
Yeah, PSL's one
shot. Right. And then he's picking up the first year.
Yes, he is.
And then you're on the hook for the one seat.
No, one seat for now.
Until the old man croaks.
Until he can't go anymore. And then he's on the hook for $4,000 to $5,000 a year.
But if he wants to do this, it's the best way to get in.
Okay.
Without it, he probably can't get in.
Okay, so here's the thing.
What? I know it's a lot of money, but if he's a big fan.
As my buddy is telling me this, I can tell in the moment that he is torn. Because you're right, he wants to be at these games. He's a diehard fan. And he is grateful for his 12 man plunking down $12,000 so they could continue to share
get
this.
In the building, yeah.
But how do I say this politely? He's not the kind of guy that has an extra $4,000 to $5,000 a year lying around.
Okay, but can he do this? I got you. It's too much. So when the old man takes a pass on a ticket, can he just sell the seats?
So I brought that up to
him. You might be able to make some of your money back. There's no guarantee, though.
Well, but you're off the hook and you're done. Yeah.
But he's also the type of guy like this. His father's doing this for a reason. Yeah. It's a legacy.
And hey, by the way, if the old man croaks,
he
gets some inheritance. You pay the seat.
I mean, it sounds
every
like
year,
this
though.
Might be his inheritance. And even if he does, let's say
that's all the guy's leaving.
He gave him $12,000.
That's all he's got?
He paid 12. What do you think inheritances are?
The house, everything. His savings?
Like, he might have other siblings.
Like the 12 grand he just spent on these tickets? Look, let's put it this way.
All right.
His dad is planning to legally put these tickets in his name in a few years. And he just, his dad just decided this was going to happen. Signed him
guy.
Up. He did, but he didn't consult my buddy. And he feels like he can't say no. And he's freaking out so much. He's known for this. He's known this for about a week and a half.
Yeah.
He just told me this earlier this week. He has yet to bring it up to his wife. He is terrified of what the reaction's going to be in the house. You don't see this as a big deal at all.
It sounds like something you could work out down the road.
Kimmy,
like, at least get in the door. You're going to get to see the opening year of the stadium and stuff.
Yeah.
And then after that, see where you're at.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you also see this as no problem, according to Tommy?
I don't see it as no problem, but I also see if this guy is really that big of a fan, I would think he would just, to Tommy's point, like, I'm gonna make this work. This is the best case scenario. This is the only way I'm getting in the building.
Do you have an extra $5,000 that could just be taken from you tomorrow if your dad was like, I did this for you?
No, but I would sell tickets to make up some of that money.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You
like, you don't have to go to every game.
All right, but you're also assuming, look, teams go in ebbs and flows. As much as we don't want to think about it, there was going to be a time where Josh is not here anymore, knocking on wood, and the team will be bad. You're going to lose money. You're going to lose money on those seats.
But it sounds like this is the best opportunity for the guy to at least see it from the ground floor.
That he didn't ask for.
I understand that. But if the old man's got short time here, you know, he drops dead, and then you could figure it out from that. This doesn't sound like a bad scenario.
You have no soul.
How many people, though, wish that their parents had done that for them now? You know, like in this old stadium.
Okay.
Like, I wished like they got in on the ground floor here.
Sure.
It would have, we could have all been in such a better situation down the road. Like maybe that's what you look at it as.
And I got to give you a heads up because I'm giving you a gift.
No, but when the gift is going to cost me $5,000 a year eventually, yeah, I think you need a heads up. Which brings us to the larger point.
What?
The free family gift.
Yeah.
That isn't actually free. Because when people take a pass or they're moving or whatever, there are folks that are given homes, cabins, cars, jinx,
boats.
A boat that's...
What's going on? Yeah, you're right.
But with stuff like that comes cost.
Yeah.
Right? You have to keep them nice or there's no point in having it. There is massive guilt in selling some of these things that your family member gives you as part of their legacy. Because like, for example, waterfront property in the greater Rochester area used to be dirt.
Oh, yeah,
cheap.
Back in the day, yeah.
It was not uncommon for families to share, like, a cabin or something.
Yeah, they were a fishing shack.
You got it. And, Kimmy, your mom had a cabin on the water on a secretary's salary back in the day.
Yeah, she did when she was a younger person.
Okay. Now, if you are given a lakefront property, whatever, that was in your family for decades, you have to pay to maintain it. You have to pay the taxes. I mean, hell, just the food and drink to use it on a weekend.
You could cash out.
But then you're taking the legacy away.
Yeah, it is true. And the next generation of kids don't get to enjoy.
So, but do you have to take this stuff when it's offered? Can you tell mom or dad, I don't have the money. I don't have the resources.
Well, one of the problems with these lake houses is when the parents leave it to the kids. And the four kids have to share between four families.
And they have to agree what to do.
Right. Yeah. And then if one wants to get out, do you buy them out? That gets a little tricky. Because to me, man, I'm cashing out.
Okay, but it...
Like, as soon as they're in the ground, I'm cashing out.
You have no soul. I knew.
I mean, you're discount. Like, there's so many good memories you made there. I can see why people would want to keep it in the family just because you want your kids to have that experience.
I knew.
Like,
there's
nothing that you hold that personally.
Not if there's big bank. Like, these lake houses are worth a fortune. But you're looking at major money.
There's
not
things.
And I don't want lake houses. Like, let's say you're.
He's got no soul. I knew as soon as I was going to bring this up, he was not going to be able to understand.
I mean, we did it with my family.
Well, yeah, you have no soul. There's things you should have kept from your father.
Nobody wanted that crap. He didn't take care of anything.
To carry your mother, all right. After I was done with her.
Wait.
Yeah, that's right. That happened.
My father and you had a three-way with my mother.
Let's put it this way. She's never been to Paris, but she's seen the Eiffel Tower. Am I right, buddy? High five. Well, that was two high fives. 252-WCMF, buddy of mine just found out. His old man had season tickets with the Bills for like 40 years. He's been going to games with his dad forever and ever and ever. His dad calls him like a week and a half ago, says, come over, I got a surprise for you. He's getting up there. He's in his early 70s. Mm. tells him, I got seats in the new stadium. The PSL was $6,000 a seat, personal seat license.
Yeah.
I paid that. The $12,000 is taken care of. Next year, I am paying for the two seats, but the year after that, so we can continue to share this, you pay for one ticket, I'll pay for the other, and then when I die or can't go
kids
anymore.
Kids on the hook, right?
Yeah, now you pay for both tickets. The tickets are about $2,000 per seat per year, and my buddy ain't got that money, and he's freaking out because he doesn't want to disappoint his dad, yeah. and he appreciates what he did here, but his dad just signed him up for a $5,000 a year bill.
They didn't have a conversation about it.
So Heather writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Why can't this guy start saving $50 a week now, and by the time he actually has to pay, he would have no problem paying? Even if you're saving $50
every
a week.
Every year.
That's still $2,500 a year?
Yeah.
You're only paying for one seat.
Yeah, you're going to come up short.
And there's going to be weeks where you're not going to have that $50 you can park.
You know that's right.
You know where this would probably get tough, too, is if you have a parent that loves like old cars and works on old cars, and all they that they love it and it is their hobby and they don't want to see anything happen to it, so you're gonna inherit that at some point. And you, the guilt you would feel selling that thing off, but at the same time the money it would cost to potentially maintain something like that.
You gotta have a love of that thing to really work on it. I'm doing a burnout to the bank with that thing.
We know someone.
Oh yeah, we do.
Their dad. You know better. Go ahead.
Yeah. So like the grandfather. Had this gorgeous convertible, and he left it to his grandkid. Now the kid's a little still.
Yeah.
So when he gets of age, he gets grandpa's convertible.
Okay, but our friend has to pay to maintain that convertible.
Yeah, it sits on a battery tender.
Yeah.
Shined up.
But like,
they maintain it. Yeah.
Think about the cost of that every year while the kid can't even drive it. So your grandson can have that.
Think about the tax.
Oh, the taxes.
The taxes.
The taxes. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how are you, brother?
Hey, Pat.
Hey, Jeff.
So, you know, I'm a season ticket holder with you, and there are options, you know, to make the payments a little bit more doable. You can do the 10-month payment plan on it. Plus, I mean, at this age with his dad, are they going to every single game, like the 8-9 games a year? Or are they only going to a couple together?
So, I mean, his dad goes to every game right now. I would assume if he's paying for the seats, although he's got his kids play sports like mine do. That's how I know him. So, like, I mean, Jeff, I don't know. I know that his dad is one of these guys, he's like me, that doesn't like to sell his seats. So as long as dad is alive, that doesn't seem like an option.
Fair enough. So it's just the one ticket then, though, that he has to deal with, right?
Yes.
I mean, he's got a year to figure this out. If it's something that he wants to continue doing with his dad, it's almost like he'd think that you'd find a way to make that work. It's, what, $200 a month at that point?
To hang out with your dad.
But here's the thing, Jeff. Make
dad payments.
Jeff, you're right. But you're a guy that chose to spend that money to go do the PSL and get the tickets to the new stadium. I mean, my buddy is excited he's got the seats. But this was forced on him. He didn't ask for this. And he can't get out of it.
Well,
he feels
absolutely.
Like,
But it's still sort of an investment at the moment. I mean, you're talking about when Josh leaves, but we're obviously not going to think about Josh leaving right now. We just signed another extension nonetheless. Those tickets still held value, and so do the PSLs. And you can get rid of the PSL on the marketplace just the same way you can with the tickets.
Yeah, but you're going to do that. You're going to trade on the
PSL. All right, I got bad news for you, Jeff, because I know that everyone got sold on the PSL. Every study done about personal seat licenses, they lose value.
You don't get your money
they
back.
Lose. Like, look what's happening in New York right now.
But, I mean, if you're going to sell in the next 5 years because you can't afford the tickets, hell, you're probably still going to be
there.
Think
about the PSL. Well,
why don't you go down to the graveyard and spit on your father's grave selling the tickets that he gave you, Jeff? How dare you?
You're being a little extreme there, Pat.
Jeff, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. I'm telling you, man, I'm looking, as he's telling me this, at the panic in my buddy's face.
Really?
Well,
it's a surprise investment.
And it's powerful. It is powerful when someone that you love has this thing that they love so much and say, I want you to have this.
Yeah.
And you know, I can't afford to have this. And like, here's the thing. Like, the people who hand this stuff down, bad person's the wrong word. Arrogance, maybe?
Oh.
Like, of course you want to keep doing the same thing, right? Like, but when you weigh what it costs versus what that other money could be spent on versus the memory of the time you spent with your dad, it creates this impossible math equation with no right answer. And it gets even more complicated when it's passed down to someone who can't use it yet because my buddy's dad tells him, well, this can be for your kids too. So he's already like putting the guilt of like, I am bestowing a third generation
of payments.
Exactly. I mean,
there's many ways of looking at it. I guess, you know, the old man could just back out completely and pick up the tab till he drops. You know, give the kid the seats.
Okay.
I mean, he don't need to. His old ass doesn't need to be in there jackassing around anymore.
Bro, I was shocked. I've known this family for a while.
Yeah.
I didn't think that this old man had 12 grand to plunk down.
Oh, they're busted.
Well, no, busted is.
They're poor.
$12,000
around normally.
$12,000 in one shot is a lot of money.
I know, but if you get up to that age, you know, you're cashing out.
You have such a warped view of the wealth of aging people based on where you live and your parents.
Well, it could also be this guy. This Sell is what he's passing down. Like maybe he doesn't have anything else really that any other thing he shared with his son, and this is what he feels like is going to be my lasting memory. So I can see why you might make a bad financial decision just thinking like, I got to give this to him.
It's a little bit arrogant. Heart's in the right place. It's a little bit arrogant.
Yeah.
Of course you want this. Of course you want
this. Like, I don't have physical things to give you, so this is my gift.
All right, we got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Bill writes, my wife didn't talk to her family for years when they tried to pass down their family restaurant that she didn't want. She went to college for something else, and the restaurant barely made money. Her mother saw that as disrespectful. That is complicated.
Mm. Yeah, because that's a lot of, I mean, restaurant, you got to be into that to run it.
That must happen all the time, though.
Say no to a family business.
I mean, we've heard of places either changing owners or shutting down, changing names because they couldn't find anybody else. The next generation didn't want to take it over.
Yeah, but could you say no?
It's a 7-day commitment. A restaurant?
You're right. And I mean, if you're not seeing the
if you don't know how to do it, you're gonna lose it.
And if you're not seeing the results,
you're better off selling it if you're not into it.
But the counter argument is, you know, your mother and I, whatever, we worked for, you know, grandfather, whatever. We built this. This is our legacy. This is our name in this community.
Yeah, but if you give it to me, it's gonna tank and it's gonna be gone. Because I ain't busting my ass doing that.
It's always the third generation.
Oh yeah.
And they're long sleeves.
Piss it all away.
Polo shirts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Any comic book movie now is going to be a massive hit.
Yeah.
Right? They just print money. So anything related to a comic book movie is also going to fetch a ton of money. And this is a major piece of movie memorabilia that will be owned by someone coming up. And here's the thing. If you were fortunate enough to get your hands on this thing, I mean, Kimmy, at least one time. You don't get this thing without...
Yeah, no, I think you get it because you want to do this. You have plans for this.
You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tobey Maguire.
Oh.
The actor.
Yeah.
His iconic Spider-Man suit is going up for auction on September 4th. So this specific suit that's going up for auction was worn in Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3. Spider-Man 2, one of the highest rated Marvel, is it Marvel? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's Marvel.
Yeah, I think so.
Superhero movies in history.
Okay.
All right, so the prop was designed by like one of the best prop makers in Hollywood, apparently. It has all the foam on the inside, too, which makes me feel, I'm thinking a little bit less of Tobey Maguire. I thought that suit was all him. Thought it was all him, but apparently it wasn't.
Those pecs aren't real.
So it does, there is no, okay, the estimation, the bidding's going to start at $50,000. It's going to be on a live stream. They estimate the suit to go between $100,000 and $200,000. And again, I'm sure there are other suits out there like this, which is why it's not going for as high as it would. All right, Kimmy, you saw this story. The first thing you thought was?
Whoever wins this suit is absolutely putting it on.
But Tobey Maguire, is that a big dude?
He's a little guy.
So who's fitting into it?
I don't know, but you're going to try.
Your old man can't get that goddamn thing.
Well, it is stretchy.
You might try, though.
Stretchy. Maybe that's stretchy. Like your mama. Stretch it out.
Kimmy, I think you're right.
Everybody get in that.
If you buy this suit
yeah.
at least one time.
Yeah,
you can get into it.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try to get into this suit.
You're tall, bony-ass self. You're going to rip it.
Stretch it out, baby. You're going to tell me. Look at me in the face.
Yeah.
Let's say just by chance. You know,
one you're of your Spider-Man size.
Yeah. Oh, I'd wear it. I'd wear it in here on Thursday.
Wouldn't have to look at that ugly face.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you try it on first in front of a buddy?
No, you do this
on your
own.
No, you do privately.
You go private first.
Well, you want to see how you look.
At home in the mirror, try on. Yeah. You got to make sure you can move in it.
Not even your wife. Like, you got to do this alone.
You're doing the Spider-Man moves, you know?
Well, yeah, because you would also have to do the Spider-Man moves when you put the costume on. Like, you would immediately turn into the world's biggest dork.
Yes, you
just
would.
Just trying on this
but
costume.
Yeah, you're...
You buying this makes you a dork.
Well, I mean, but it's a valuable piece of something that will probably go up in value. I mean, people buy these things now as investments.
As long as you don't ruin it trying to try it on.
Yeah, you put your sweaty ass in there. It's going to go down in value.
Nobody's going to know. I'm not going to put on the card, also my sweaty ass was inside. All right, let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You can get any superhero costume from any movie or TV show you want. And I know we're doing this just because you want to try it on. Which one is it? Kimmy, do you have one that pops in your head immediately?
No, not really. I mean, I'm not like... dying to be a super, you know how I feel like you guys as little boys probably grew up idolizing a superhero, right? Like that's, you put your identity, you associated you with whatever superhero. I don't remember having that as a kid.
Like the first one I think of, and this actually was a movie, was Evel Knievel.
Okay.
Like that was like the biggest star for a kid my age.
All right. So if the Evel Knievel leather riding suit went up for auction and you managed to get your hands on it, you'd put that on?
Oh, yeah.
That would make it look so sad.
Of course it would. Anybody putting any of this stuff on? I went the one from Vegas when he wiped out. It's all ripped up.
Is that the white one with the stripes across it?
Yeah, he was famous for that one. But that ripped, I think that one where he crashed in Vegas, jumping the fountain.
Yeah.
I think that is displayed somewhere. It may be in Vegas.
Okay. But here's the thing.
Pretty cool.
All right, but here's the thing. Like, if you put it on, like, the legs would be too long. Like, you wouldn't be able to see your hands, right?
I would pull it all up. No, I would look like Evel Knievel after he lost a lot of weight.
Would you get it? Okay, so you could take it to the tailor, get it fit for you, but it would affect the value. Would you keep it for the money, or would you want to be able to walk around in it?
I want to keep the value.
Okay. Kimmy, like, if you got your hands on the Wonder Woman movie costume, would you try that on one time?
Probably not.
Why not?
I just don't.
Bro.
There's no. Okay, go ahead. Say what you want to say, creep.
It wouldn't work.
Why wouldn't it work?
There'd be no wonder.
She's just woman?
Just woman.
I would like to lasso you, though. Is that what she has?
That got creepy. You out-creeped him, actually.
Why's that creepy?
What, you want to lasso Tommy?
Yeah, just leave him there. Fend for himself.
All right, let me ask you a question. Let's say your husband gets his hands on this thing, and he wants to see you in it. Would you put
on? She's got a whip. Sorry.
No, she's got the lasso of truth is Wonder Woman.
Okay, all right.
What's the question?
I don't know. I'm getting my superheroes mixed up.
Your husband gets his hands on this movie costume.
Okay,
and
he's Spider-Man.
Wonder Woman.
The last. Oh, okay.
He wants to see you in it.
I mean, sure.
Okay. Wow, you're really.
Wait, he's got cataracts.
252.
They're gonna fire him from the firehouse.
252-9263. Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man costume from Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3 is going to be auctioned off. It is expected to garner between $100,000 and $200,000, but anyone who buys this thing is absolutely going to try it on at least one time. Let's talk to Tommy. Hey, Tommy, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
All right, first of all, I think, so the one for Spider-Man 2 is up for auction. The original one from the first Spider-Man actually was, one for auction like a couple years ago, believe it or not.
Okay. Well, thanks for saying that. Money.
I thought he goes, believe it or not. Why would I not believe that, Tommy?
Well, first of all, you said you got to try it on first alone. Okay. Me? Hell no. I am going to call up my buddies and I'll be like, listen, I'm going to try it on for the first time.
You don't have
any feeling
buddies.
I'm going to fit into it perfectly. And I hope it comes with a mask.
Oh, yeah. It comes with everything. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, and I'm going to tell my buddy to dress up as Doc Ock, too, and we're going to just duke it out.
All right. Now, you have the voice of a man who loves superheroes.
I love superheroes.
Tommy, you got one costume from any movie or TV show you can have to wear. Which one are you choosing?
Hot take, Punisher.
It's gonna be
from like 2004.
What a dork!
I knew he was going off the norm. He's not picking a standard one.
But
he's
no,
not
but
going Superman.
Isn't that like something you got to fill out though? Like I'm trying to think of what the Punisher looks like. It's just a T-shirt,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, doesn't he just wear a T-shirt?
No. He has the leather jacket. He's got the boots. He's got the.
You could just go dress up as that. Right? Like, you don't need a special costume.
Yeah, I mean, like, this Spider-Man
costume. I know a couple of bars downtown you could work at.
All right. Fine. Suit-wise, honestly, I would probably have to go with Batman.
Okay, you're going to go with the Batman.
Kind of DC guy.
Okay, all right, Tommy.
I'm a DC guy.
No, that's a legit thing.
I know, and it's the saddest thing I've heard all day. And we had Mason.
Tommy, thanks for the call, buddy. Good luck on your Batman costume search.
Hey, man, I'll be swinging around the city in that suit. I might put a bit on it.
All right, Tommy. Thanks, buddy. I feel like the pressure got to him.
It really did.
Because he came in hot, and then he panicked.
Well, he's a DC guy.
He's trying to perform.
252 WCMF, speaking of dorks. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
I don't know if this counts as a costume, but what Ripley drove at the end of Aliens 2, that big machine that she gets in.
Oh, yeah, the mechanical suit?
That's what I want to get into.
That's a pretty good one. I like that one. Kimmy, now, she's shaking her head. Like, you don't
know
what?
I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
It's like a transformer, but it's like a person inside.
Okay.
Now, I was thinking to myself, you know, what costumes you guys get into. I mean, Tommy's obviously going for Captain Steubing because of his love of boats.
Kimmy does not know who that is.
I didn't.
Well, hold on, because I'm going her direction now.
Oh, no.
The two of you would probably go shopping for some stupid, what is that boat show that you watch?
You know the name of it.
One captain was in the Mediterranean. I'll wear that, and then whatever stupid outfit Kimmy's going to wear.
Yeah, you guys are
I'll
stupid.
I'll serve drinks to everyone, or, you know, or I'll drive the boat or whatever.
I feel like you're trying to insult us right now, Jeremy, and it's not working. I'm agreeing with everything you say.
I would love to be Captain Sandy.
Yes, I would love to dress up in the uniform.
That's usually my life. I try to do something, and it fails miserably. Have a good weekend, Dick.
You too. There goes Jeremy. By the way,
you guys want to be boat people? Why, yes, we do, actually.
And I love how he wants to be the mechanical suit from Alien when he's obviously already Count from Sesame Street.
He could also be the alien. You don't think when that kid bleeds, it just burns through the floor?
We're also realizing the... how deep the level of nerd goes, because like you're already kind of a nerd if you have an idea of a superhero in your head.
Yeah.
But if you have to explain to us who that superhero is,
it's a sad hero.
Then you've gone to a different level of nerd.
No, that's a really good.
It's
call.
A deep cut.
Well, I mean, but look, everyone's got their thing.
Sure.
Who am I to judge? Like, we got a lot of ladies writing us in.
What are they saying?
Miss Chudmuffin writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. I want the outfits from The Lord of the Rings, specifically Sauron's or the Witch
she
King's
ain't
armor.
She fitting into them sexy-ass things,
are
man,
they
with
sexy?
That gabagool hanging out.
She says, but I'm 4'11", so it might be a big...
Bro, she's 4'11 both ways.
Why? Why?
You know she why.
He's just taking shots.
You know she why, man.
It's late on a Friday and he's tired, so now he's just
wide women.
I don't like superheroes, so I'm out.
I'm going to tell you right now, only wide women listen to this show.
Nyssa writes on Instagram.
You just insulted everybody.
I'd have to pick Supergirl's outfit from the television series, and I would be using that thing as often as I could. I mean, that would get a lot of guys to follow you around.
If you gotta have, if you look good at it. Which one does she want?
Well, she wants Supergirl from the TV series. She said.
I'm guessing that's a tight outfit.
Most of them are.
Yeah, there's what baggy superhero do you know?
No, but like a middle-aged woman putting that on, like all that fat would like be creeping up her neck.
No, like sucks you in.
Yeah.
That's the point.
It's like Spanx.
But it's got to go somewhere. It doesn't disappear.
It's just weird that you said that
it comes out your can or up your neck.
Only wide women listen to this show?
No, it's not what
I
said.
No, it's what you just said. Hold on. I got to text my wife real quick.
Many women listen to the show.
When did you get wide? Because Tommy says only wide women listen to the show.
Not all women that listen to the show are wide.
Uh-huh. That's kind of what you said.
But only... Why do women listen to this show?
I don't think you understand what you're saying.
No, he doesn't.
That's what I said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.